Hello, and welcome back to From Soil to Story, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I'm Julia.
And I'm Donna.
And today we're going to talk about one of our favorite topics.
And it seems like most people's favorite topic.
Absolutely. And that is
food.
And one of the things that we started doing a long time ago is, as I was cooking and trying to, you know, arrange food nicely on the plate, and you started this whole thing on Facebook.
Well, actually, it was kind of after market.
Yes.
And you would prepare our meal. I just was joking about it and said we were debriefing from the market.
Yes.
So it became a thing.
And you always included a picture of what
we're eating.
And that has really kind of continued, not necessarily debriefing, but you have shared a lot of pictures and still do regularly of what we're eating.
Because people ask.
Yes.
I know there are people on social media that say, I don't want to see what you eat. Well, then fine, scroll past it. That's
right.
How I feel about
it. Right.
But our fans, many of them, we had someone come out today.
Yes.
And to pick up a book and start talking about our meals.
And it's just fun because I love to cook. I've loved to cook for years and years and years.
And you're really good at it.
Well, thank you. But what you are good at is bringing in some intense, wonderfully flavored vegetables from the garden.
Well, I love to. So there's nothing better than growing your own food and eating your own food.
That is right.
It's like the best.
It is the best. And we're recording this in mid-June. You will hear it on the 24th or after. And the main crops you've been bringing in so far have been?
Well, and so all of this started early. And so let's start with what was the earliest planting, which would have been last fall, garlic.
I never would have thought that that is a fall planting to be harvested in the summer.
It is.
It takes forever to grow garlic.
Yeah, it takes more than 9 months usually. And so a couple of weeks ago, I started to check the garlic and it was ready. So it needed to cure for a couple of weeks. So at the end of last week, which would have been June 10th or so, I started getting it ready to store because I cured it in the potting shed, which is a perfect place, not sun, some ventilation, and it just cures beautifully in there. And so now it's in our pantry.
And so by curing, you mean like it develops that papery
outside?
Yeah,
you want the papers on the outside so it will keep. And generally, ours keeps a good 8 or 9 months.
Yes.
Even though I plant hardneck garlic, which is not supposed to be a long keeper, but it works for us.
Absolutely.
And you built a really nice storage area for it that has some ventilation, and it's in the basement in a dark area that we keep light off of it, and it does very, very well. So we have a pantry right now that has lots of garlic in it.
And it just smells wonderful, but we have started eating that in all sorts of dishes. And one of my favorite ways to include garlic in a dish, I mean, there's the typical Italian things, and that just that fresh garlic flavor is amazing. But the other thing that you have started bringing in is potatoes.
Yes. And let me just go back to garlic just for a second. If you get store-bought garlic, not from a farmer's market, store-bought garlic, check to see where it was grown, because the vast majority in a grocery store comes from China. And we like to grow our own.
Yes.
And we feel like it's fresher, hasn't been setting for who knows how long. We know exactly how it's been treated. So my favorite garlic is roasted garlic on
Ooh.
Fresh bread. So Yes. We may have to have that very soon.
Definitely going to have to make some bread and do that.
Yes.
And I oven roast it in some foil. I have a cast iron garlic roaster.
Ooh, yeah.
And there's also a thing called a garlic confit. And it is garlic simmered in olive oil
until it's soft
and includes sometimes some hot pepper in with that, some thyme. It just has this lovely flavor. And then I use the oil and the garlic just on everything.
Yeah, we don't waste food.
No.
If whatever food scraps we have that are come from the garden, they go right back into the compost, which eventually goes back into the garden.
Right.
So we really try not to waste.
We do.
So, in addition to greens, I've been bringing fresh salad, is the little potatoes, creamer potatoes, whatever you want to call them.
I call them little gourmet.
We sold them at market. They were gourmet potatoes, but like French fingerlings. And so we have had quite a few of those this year and have really enjoyed a lot of the small potatoes. These aren't just new potatoes that you harvest from big ones. These are potatoes that, like I said, like the French fingerling is a classic. We have a German butterball that's good.
What's purple the name majesty. Of the purple majesty?
It's totally purple.
Those
inside
are so cool.
And out. They're just beautiful. I didn't plant a whole lot of those. No, I'm going to have a bigger garden.
Oh my. I could eat potatoes for every
We
meal.
Eat a lot of potatoes and I love those. And those are not a keeper. Those won't keep real long. So I try to just harvest what we're going to eat, and that's it.
So it's not uncommon during this time of year, this part of the season, for you to bring in enough of those little potatoes for a meal.
Right.
And those are not, like you said, they're not ones that are keepers, so I don't peel them. I scrub them up good and toss them in butter in a cast iron skillet with salt and pepper, some
garlic.
Of that delicious garlic,
yeah.
And roast it in the oven.
I'm getting hungry.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I better get to the kitchen. But I'll roast those potatoes about 400 degrees convection oven if you have it. But if not, just regular oven works. And roasting those in cast iron takes about 25-30 minutes. Just stick a fork in them until they're done. And, oh my goodness, those potatoes are good with everything.
They are. That's a treat.
Oh, I love it.
Many times this time of the year, this is my favorite time in terms of food for sure, is before I go to the garden, I'll say, what do you want from the garden today?
Yes. And
even fresh herbs. I mean, we've done a lot of fresh herbs. And
oh, you have a huge mass of thyme.
Yes.
Growing.
Yes. And it's really, I love that.
Fragrant and flavorful.
It is. And I have different varieties of it. But
yes.
Yeah, we'll snip some of that. You make a really nice thyme chicken.
Yes.
With that is super good. So
I love that thyme chicken. I love being able to order from the garden.
Yeah. I like to provide that.
Lately, it's been, how about a salad? And when I say that, you come in with a beautiful mess of mixed greens, all sorts of things. You've now started bringing in little tomatoes.
Yeah, today was the first time we have some early tomatoes. And I have been harvesting some of the bunching shallots. So that's a nice little, and thinning onions. So our onions are starting to mature. So I've been pulling like some of the smaller ones and you put those in a salad. We don't waste.
No.
And even I had, I think, three of the bigger garlic heads that had split. But there was nothing wrong with them, but they wouldn't keep. And I think we already ate all
of
those.
Yeah, those have been eaten. And that's the thing. If you have any of those, vegetables that maybe have, you know, something like that where it's not going to be a keeper, or you just eat it immediately.
Yeah, I have had a little bit of trouble this year. We think it's probably voles that have been getting in some of the potatoes and pulling them up and just eating a few bites of them. And if there's enough of it, I mean, cut that
I
off.
Scrub
and
them up and
that
cut that off. You bet.
I mean, if it is too much damage, then I'll throw that right back in the compost.
Absolutely. So this is a wonderful time of year, spring on through summer and into fall, of just fresh food, beautiful food. And I am making myself hungry.
I am too. Yeah, I think my stomach's starting to growl.
I think mine is too. So tonight we're having an Italian chicken fettuccine with fresh carrots that you brought from the garden.
Yeah, I started pulling some carrots. I checked them this week, and there were some. They're not ready completely,
oh, they're
but
beautiful.
They're getting there.
And yellow, orange, purple,
red.
Yeah. I mean, the color on the plate is now just amazing.
Right. Yeah.
So that does make me think, and we'll have a salad with tonight's supper too.
Sure.
So it's time to get to the kitchen, I think.
It is. So if you have any questions about recipes, Julia has written a book about that has some recipes in it, and I'm trying to get her to write some more because she is an excellent cook, and she knows how to take whatever we have and make leftovers brand new again. It's not just reheating stuff, and she's really good at that.
If you have gardening questions, send those to us, because you are excellent at teaching about gardening.
Yeah.
I know you have several folks that email you or message you regularly
a lot.
With
yes, what's wrong with
questions.
My plant?
Yes.
When do I pull this? Is this okay?
Right.
Yeah, and I love that.
So send all of that to us, and we'll do our best to answer and give ideas and suggestions. And now it's time to get to the kitchen.
Yep, it is.
So until next time.
See ya.
Bye.